This episode is brought to you by BundleRabbit.com, Earth's most accessible book bundling marketplace.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 27 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this journey to raise your productivity to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions, episode 546.
Today we hear from Ed, who asks,
do I have to register an imprint with a DBA or other legal documentation, or is it something I can just use? The distributors, Amazon, etc., would get the main company's name, so I don't know if it's needed or not.
You need a legal doing business as anytime you are accepting money in the name of the entity that you are operating as. If you want to have a checking account in that name, you need a DBA or a corporation with that name. Now, it can get a little bit squishy because it varies county by county sometimes, at least state by state, as to whether you need a DBA to have Dan's Garage. And then you accept your checks as Dan Sawyer or something like that. That varies a little on a county by county basis. But what we're talking about here, this is an international business. So mostly this has to do with the flow of money. So you need your DBA if you're accepting checks in the name of the imprint that's listed on your cover. Otherwise, it's just branding. It's a product name. And you can have multiple imprints that don't have their own DBAs if you're just treating it like you would a product name. Like, for example, with cars, until Fiat split the corporations a couple of years ago, Dodge Ram was the name of a product made by the company Dodge, which was a subsidiary of the Chrysler Corporation. So Chrysler was a corporation, Dodge was a corporation, Ram was the name of the pickup product line. They didn't have to register a DBA for the Ram trucks. The only reason Ram trucks are now called Ram instead of Dodge Ram is because Ram is now a corporation name since Fiat bought Chrysler. They split the truck line from the car line and they're now run independently. But that's how you do it. Your imprint is a product line. It's not a business in and of itself unless you choose to make it its own company or to operate it as if it's its own company. And then you'll want to do DBAs or sub-corporations and get EINs or the equivalent tax ID where it's appropriate. Thank you very much for the question. I hope that covers it. And do remember, I am not a lawyer. This is simply my best understanding of the law. And if you have any doubts whatsoever, please consult a lawyer or a legal textbook. I am not giving legal advice. But I will see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2018 by J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2018 Artistic Whispers Productions. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.